Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
How good are you at generating new leads when networking? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive deep into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving your relationship with your customers. Today, I want to focus on the front wheel of your bike, your ability to win new customers. I specifically want to dig into one of your lead generating strategies to see if we can improve it just a bit. I heard an interesting statistic recently. Over 91% of business owners surveyed said that business networking was a critical part of their marketing strategies, and that networking had been an integral part of how they grew their business customer base. That's a staggering number, 91%. That's almost everyone. And I found it equally interesting that most business owners who do participate in business networking suggest that, frankly, they're not very good at it. Which is why my question for you this week is, how good are you at generating new leads when networking? Clearly, it's a marketing strategy that's being used by 9 out of 10 business owners. And since everyone's using business networking to grow their business, shouldn't you take some time to get good at it? To be honest, it doesn't surprise me that most business owners aren't very good at networking. Personally, as an introvert, I don't enjoy business networking all that much. My personal preference is to show up on time, be seen, meet a few new people, and then find a way to quietly exit before all the extroverts begin to make things uncomfortable. Sound familiar? I'll bet it does to many of you. But while that's what I want to do, it's not what I end up doing, because I'm trying to model the right way to behave in these situations. Instead, I play the game and see if I can win by leaving each networking meeting with at least a couple of new prospects or a few good leads I can follow up with. You may have your own strategy for how you engage in business networking, and I hope it's working for you. But what if I could share with you a simple formula that could help you improve your effectiveness when networking with other business professionals just a little bit? Imagine if you could improve your number of leads generated each time you walked into a networking meeting. What kind of impact might that have on your business? Are you interested? Okay, here's the tip. All you have to remember is 12 by 12 by 12. As you get prepared to walk into a business networking situation, ask yourself 3 questions. First, what do I look like from 12 feet away? Your appearance matters. People you meet will make a decision on whether or not they'll consider referring you to their personal contacts within the first 3 to 5 seconds that they meet you. Typically, this starts when you're about 12 feet away from them and you're approaching them to say hello. Here are a few questions to consider. Are you dressed appropriately for your position? Does your appearance exude confidence and success? Do you look like someone they would like to have their close relationships meet? In this day and age of business casual, that oftentimes goes as far as jeans with holes in them, with an untucked shirt and sandals. Do you look respectable, professional, and worthy of them putting their reputation on the line? In some cases, you may have to admit the answer is not really. I experienced this firsthand just this past month. Over these past years, as things have gone more and more casual, I've found myself wearing nice jeans way more often than dress pants. I've also grown to prefer a sweater or a sweater vest over wearing a sports coat. But I recently moved offices and started working out of a building that had many more upscale tenants in it. It only took me a couple of days to realize that the way I was dressing was having an impact on how seriously others in the workspace were taking me. On the third day, I stepped up my dress, wearing some nice slacks, a button-down shirt, and a sports coat, and without even trying, I found myself engaging more seriously with business conversations throughout the day, with a couple of them resulting in follow-on meetings to go deeper on how we could work together. How you look from 12 feet away matters. Trust me on this one. Secondly, how do you come across up close, 12 inches away? When you first connect with someone, they're either confirming the impressions they had as you approached, or they're resetting their expectations based on your initial behaviors and actions. Here are a few questions to consider. Are you comfortable and confident in your handshake? Are you courteous and appropriate in your speech? And is your grooming consistent with your position in industry? As you begin to converse with someone new, they'll pick up on your unique characteristics, both good and bad. They'll notice whether your hair is neatly trimmed, if you shave that morning, or if you talk with food in your mouth. All the while, others are asking themselves, would I risk my reputation with my close relationships by making an introduction to this person? You don't want to give them any reason to say no, and every reason to say absolutely yes. I know this seems pretty fundamental and perhaps should not even need to be said, but it's true that how we engage up close and personal matters a lot. I'll share a quick story that I think might be helpful. I was in a networking situation recently when someone who was obviously a regular at this event approached me to say hello. As we shook hands and introduced ourselves, I couldn't help but think that someone should have told him that he would make a much better first impression if he would shave or at least trim his beard before dressing for the event. Don't get me wrong, I know it's perfectly normal these days for guys to go a few days without shaving, especially if their business is one that involves construction, trucks, or outdoor activity. But that doesn't do much to build confidence that they run a buttoned-up business. I found myself thinking about and wondering whether their employees looked up to them and respected them, or if they just saw him as one of the guys. Needless to say, our conversation was pretty short, because if he didn't care about how he showed up well-groomed, I sure wasn't going to assume he had other things in his business well-groomed. How he presented himself at 12 inches made a huge impact on how much confidence I had in him. It reminded me that how you show up from 12 inches away truly does matter. And thirdly, what are your first 12 words? No matter how you look from across the room or how you present yourself up close, what probably matters most is what comes out of your mouth in the first minute or two of your conversation. Here are a few questions to consider. Are your first words complimentary? Do you start by making a statement or asking a question? And is your initial conversation about you, or are you talking about the person you're meeting for the first time? No one likes to spend much time with someone who's all about themselves. In fact, as I say those words, someone specific came to mind to you, didn't they? And my bet is that someone is not someone you like spending much time with. Am I right? If you want to make a good first impression, make the first 5 to 10 minutes about them. In fact, I like to play a game to see how long I can go asking the other person questions about them and their business. I consider it a win when we run out of time and they haven't had time to ask me questions about me and my business. Then I can decide whether I want to schedule time to meet with them again to share more about what I do. But in most cases, it should become a back and forth, You should ask some questions. Then they ask questions about you. So when you're given the opportunity to answer the "so what do you do" question, are you clear on your messaging? Does your answer get others to respond with, "That's interesting, so how do you do that?" You don't have long to keep their attention, so you've got to be prepared with a compelling, short, powerful "so what" for what you do. Have you rehearsed it? Does it roll off your tongue easily and naturally? If not, you need to practice before you walk into the networking event. Your first 12 words matter. They set the tone for the next 5 to 10 minutes you have with your new colleague. Done well, your first 5 to 10 minute exchange should set the table for a follow-on discussion to dive deeper into how you can help one another. So there you have it, the 12 by 12 by 12 of networking. Be aware of how you show up 12 feet away. Be mindful of how you look and behave 12 inches away. And make sure your first 12 words set the tone for a positive interaction. Follow these principles, and you'll be certain to improve your ability to gain referrals from networking. Ignore these, and you'll be stuck simply having a cheap meal and no business while you waste yet another 2 hours talking to people without a purpose. Which would you prefer? If you'd like some help thinking this through, or working on how to share what you do so your partner will respond with, "That's interesting, so how do you do that?" don't hesitate to reach out and ask. I'd be glad to hop on a call with you to explore some fresh ideas with you. Now, before we go, 2 quick asks. Share this podcast with your fellow business owners. I'm trying to get these free business tips to as many business owners as possible. I want every business owner to be successful, and this is my gift to you and to them. Thanks for passing this along. And lastly, please leave a review on this podcast. The more thumbs up this podcast gets, the more it will be found when someone's stuck or struggling and looking for advice. Your review can help make this happen. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss the change formula. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would simply like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourtoprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourtoprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.